I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. The prostate cancer death rate in South Carolina is much higher for Black men than white men with this disease. Dr. Mervella Ford is here to talk about efforts underway to reduce prostate cancer mortality rates in Black men in South Carolina. Dr. Ford is a professor in the Department of Public Health Sciences, and she's the Associate Director of Population Sciences and Cancer Disparities at Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. Ford, tell us more details about prostate cancer deaths in South Carolina.
South Carolina has glaring disparities in prostate cancer deaths. So among men who are diagnosed with prostate cancer, the death or mortality rate is 2.5 times higher in Black men than in white men.
And is the problem in part that Black men are often diagnosed much later in the disease process and therefore treatment is not as effective?
We do believe that lack of access to care and getting diagnosed at a later stage is definitely a contributing factor to the disparities that we see in prostate cancer mortality rates in South Carolina. We also think that there may be some biological factors as well, but primarily we're focusing on access to care.
Tell us about the goal of the SCA Men program that you're involved in related to prostate cancer in South Carolina.
Our goal in the SCA Men program is to really give Black men information that they need about prostate cancer and prostate cancer screening. And we're not just leaving it with education, we are also navigating the men to prostate cancer screening. And so we have a really wonderful patient navigation model where our navigators are addressing barriers to care. So if a gentleman says that he doesn't have transportation to go to get screened, our navigators will identify resources in the community, potentially in the health system, that could provide transportation for the gentleman so that he can go and get screened.
And tell us about the structure of this SCA Men program. How does this really work?
This is definitely a community partnership program. So we are working closely with our community partners, such as churches and fraternities, Masonic groups, other organizations that Black men contribute to. Every organization has a leader that we're working with, and that leader recruits the participants to the meetings.
And are men participating and involved in this SCA Men program all over the state? Are there certain areas? What are the target areas where you're getting started with this?
So we're willing to go all over the state. We're happy to work with men in any part of the state. We are particularly focused on rural areas as well, because we want to make sure that men from those areas get screened and that they don't miss out on this opportunity for education and screening. At the start of each one-hour SCA Men program session, we start off by letting the men know how important they are to their families and to their communities, and that we need them in our lives. I don't think Black men hear that often enough. That really ties in with our statement and our emphasis on early detection.
Dr. Ford, thanks for this update about efforts to reduce prostate cancer deaths in South Carolina.
You're welcome. This is my pleasure.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.